There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by a very healthy boy, no longer sick, no Sean longer. Mead. Sean, how's it going?
Conor, I am the picture of health as per usual. And my body is not going to give that away by doing an ill-timed cough.
It's been a week. I mean, get over it.
Look, to be fair, I don't want to die. Well, I don't feel like death anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just the cough is sticking around. And also there's a stabbing pain in the side of my face that has not gone away. So I don't know what that means.
I've just checked Google and dying.
Oh, right.
You are minutes left, boy.
I smelled burnt toast earlier, but that was just my toaster fucked up.
My left arm is really numb. So this is Weird News Show. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy berating his immune system to look at any weird news.
And you will just keep licking rail, like stairways, and just going down to public areas, licking bus stops.
Love that. You know, I'm drinking the bar mats, you know, at the end of the night. That's what I'm about.
And so,
squeezing out the coasters and shit.
We mentioned it last week, but just because to keep Sean safe, to keep Sean maybe alive for maybe another week of weird news, what we really need is 5 stars on Spotify. That would really help us out.
My strength as a human is directly tied to the Spotify star-based rating system.
We don't know how it works, but it's somehow connected.
That's the thing. We haven't gotten enough recently, so that's why my health has taken quite a turn. I'm one step away from being sent to the seaside for some fresh air. For my humours.
You wouldn't want to see him die, would you?
you wouldn't want that for old Sean, would you? At Christmas?
Christmas. We need to get you a little steak.
Yeah. And Sean, who did not die.
So, Sean, weird news. We have a Christmas special kind of vibe. Now, look, we have our top 10 weird news stories of the year coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If this is your first year listening, what we do is at the end of every year, we compile the 10 best weird news stories that we've talked about, or what people vote on.
That's the thing. I was going to say, we don't compile it. We present the information of all of our favourites, like a bunch of them, and then ye get to pick the best ones of the year, the funniest ones.
And so that is coming up at the end of the year. But what we always do before that, before Christmas, is show we have our very special Christmas giving episode in which I give you great ideas for Christmas gifts that other people have had that maybe people can take in and like maybe take of their own family and say, maybe this will work for me.
And I do look forward to this episode every year, even though I forget that it happens every year, Conor. Also, on gift giving, we did our Patreon gift exchange along with a Santa Claus review.
Yeah.
Along with various proposals and stories over on the Patreon, if anyone wants to go listen.
We're getting married now.
We're getting,
multiple proposals.
Both of our fiancés are very unhappy.
I proposed to Sean, he proposed to a lamp.
It was a bright idea of mine.
Ah, good. So, Sean, Christmas, it's a time of giving. So what I decided to do was, for this week's Weird Nudes, was I would try to compile, and I did the same thing last year, people sending in some of the worst gifts they've ever received at Christmas.
There's been some good ones as well. Anything Christmas themed as well to receive on Christmas Day automatically a zero from me.
Yeah.
I just want to say that outright.
So what I wanted to do was kind of cover a few of them. So these are the worst gifts. And where I went to get this is, where do you think I went, Sean? I went to Reddit. Of course I did. People are going to be genuine and just fucked up.
Just sanest, most real place on the internet, Reddit.
So we're going to talk about a few of them, and what I really want everyone to do is maybe take some notes, maybe write some of these down, because look, they might sound crazy on the surface, but maybe underneath there's a great gift there for one of your loved ones, probably on Monday.
Oh, it is Monday, isn't it? Jesus, I've so
it's
much
coming up on Monday. Yes, I have. Oh boy, doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't know it really snuck up this year, I will say.
So, Sean, I mean, I have a list of them here. I'm kind of deciding which one to go with. But the first comes from Edia NS, who said, "My uncle gave me an Xbox Live points card. When I went to redeem it, it said the card was not activated as he had spent it all before."
Wow, that's tough. Used gift card is probably one of the worst gifts you can imagine. Again, and I don't mean to cast aspersions on her uncle, but those gift cards have to be activated at the till before they can be redeemed.
Yeah.
Is there any chance he just lifted it off the stand?
He may have lifted it off it. Yeah.
That's where my head's at.
The next one comes from the Brain Fuckler, which I think is obviously a group.
The Brain Fuckler myself.
Mr. The Brain Fuckler was already taken, so this is the Brain Fuckler. A Ziploc bag filled with cotton balls with the words "ghost poos" written on the bag in marker by my little sister.
Okay, from a kid, that's okay. But
what if the little sister's 27?
Not cute anymore. Mm. At that point, just give him. Give him a pack of cotton balls instead.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like the prep time involved, not good.
This one really caught my eye, and I think it'd be good. So, expired chocolate from an aunt who was a chronic re-gifter. You'd always expected expensive, top-notch gifts for her kids on Christmas.
If you're that person, go fuck yourself, first of all.
And there's a story that comes with it. Not only was the chocolate expired, but it was also evident that it had melted completely and re-solidified. When I noticed, I went up to her and I said, "Oh my God, this chocolate is so good. You have to try it in front of the whole family."
Power move.
I watched her unwrap a piece of chocolate, and when she noticed how it looked, she was hesitant to eat it. When she looked at me, I just had a smile on my face and I said, "It's the best chocolate ever." Then I watched her slowly bring it to her mouth and try to eat it. She quickly walked to the kitchen immediately after her words, and that was the last time I seen her since 9 years ago.
Fucking good. Get rid of that person from your life. Man, re-gifting outside of, you know, the family, I think is sometimes
so you're
right.
Saying you re-gifted my gifts that I gave you?
Yeah, Liam's now your best man.
I hate
him. No, I don't re-gift because I like the things I receive. But you know, if it comes up, that's fine. But don't give someone chocolate that's been through such a change of seasons that it melted inside the packet.
Unless it's for a purpose that you're maybe melting it and then putting a word in, like their name.
Yeah.
And then letting it re-solidify.
Or it'd be a really sweet gift if you gave someone an Easter egg at Christmas time because you know they like Easter eggs.
Unless it's expired.
Chocolate doesn't really go off though, does it?
I mean, it does. I remember my sister, when she was 10, bought a chocolate bar from a shop in town, and then it was all yellow and shit, or white.
Was that white chocolate by any chance?
Actually, I'm wrong. Yeah, no, sorry, it was white chocolate.
Not a fucking caramel.
This whole thing is white. How weird. Brown.
They forgot to put chocolate in
it. It was brown but had white spots on it. And
that
then it turns
like chocolate
out
that's not bloomed.
It was really got off chocolate. It had been sitting there for a long time. She sent it away to Cadbury, the chocolate
for analysis.
I'm like full on, and they sent her back two big massive chocolate bars, and we're really sorry.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's pretty good actually.
So that's what I learned. Complaining gets you chocolate, and that was really a big life moment for me.
My brother did that. You know Munchies? They're like caramel.
Of course,
squares.
Your brother did that. He's a complaining kind of guy.
You just said your sister did the same thing.
Yeah, but she's different.
So they're like these little caramel squares, but they have a little ball of biscuit inside of them.
Okay.
And my brother got one of these, and he ate through it, and like out of the pack of 10, like 8 of them didn't have a biscuit in it. So we sent away to the fucking manufacturer, Nestle, who are bastards anyway, and. We were like, listen, there's no biscuit in this. And then they sent him back, like, you know what? Like a postal order?
Yeah.
Like a money order that you send through the post. They sent him back one of those for a fiver. He was like 12.
That was a proper, like, it's 5 o'clock and like, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday. And you're like, a fucking 12-year-old wants his fucking bar back.
Oh,
fuck
just
me.
Paid a fucking me. Child, like.
All right, just send him a fucking gift for a fiver. Be grand. He'll get over
just, it. Just pulls it out of his own wallet. It's like, here's a note.
Counts it up in ones.
Yeah.
So, Sean, we're going to move on. We have Hickory Smoke to put in. My friend's wife gave me a copy of A Knight Without Armour. It's a book of poetry. Not that I actively dislike poetry writing, but it was so clearly something she saw in a discount gift rack the day of Christmas and said, yes, this is an object.
Okay, well, your friend's wife, like, are you close with her? Or is it just
it's weirder if she
gift?
Gets you something nice.
Yeah, if she gets you the perfect gift, then it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, there's a level there that you don't want to, like, cause any arguments.
Yeah, yeah. It's like just smile, take the book, whatever. I got a book of poetry last Christmas.
Did you?
Yeah, from Orla's mum. It was very nice. It was sweet.
See, I was going to be my customary rude self and maybe take maybe some sort of laugh at your expense.
Ah.
But now I've learned that it came from maybe a mother.
Yes, which is, there's
your mother-in-law.
There.
Yeah. I don't want to get involved in that sort of rivalry. I think a fantastic gift. Well done, everyone.
I respect the restraint, Connor.
Off mic, though, I'm going in hard.
I'll tell you this later. But it's remind me of that. I like giving books at Christmas. I think a book is just a solid little gift.
Yeah, well, it depends on the book, though. Like, you're not going to get like.
Sent us a load of pirate porn one year.
That is Roshi, one of our patrons, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, just. But what we're saying is maybe not to other patrons. Don't send that to us.
Look, I'm just saying, if you want.
It's a one and done thing. The post office will talk.
These lads keep getting porn from all around the world.
It's fucking weird, man. So niche.
It's very specific, I'll be honest.
The only present I got, this is from Blood Chicken, the only present I got for one Christmas was a little light up ball. You put your finger on the two metal tabs and the ball lights up. It wasn't awful, but it was like, it was fine. After I figured out what it was and how it worked, I started trying it with a few people and they're like, you could touch it on either side and then they would both light up. My dad asked if he could give it a try and so I said, sure. I passed him the ball on Christmas Day and he immediately threw it on the ground hard enough to break it. He then looked at me very sadly and said, I thought it was a bouncy ball.
That gift might have been fine, but that story is way better than that gift is.
That's a situation where the father has not gone on the shopping beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a surprise.
He was a surprise for him as well.
Yeah. I love surprise dads on Christmas.
Oh, Christmas morning. Best. And the fuckers though, right? I'll tell you something now.
Yeah,
the fuckers take the credit. They take the acclaim.
Oh, they'll sit there and be like, yeah, yeah, you're welcome, son.
You're welcome, son. I knew you'd like that one random thing I've never seen until this moment.
God, isn't that nice now, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely?
As he's holding the black sack full of wrapping paper.
He said my auntie once bought me a pine cone for Christmas.
What? You don't have to buy those.
You just find them.
Those are free.
When I was about 12 years old, I mowed lawns to earn a bit of money for myself. I then spent many months saving up to buy a Game Boy Advance. Fantastic gift.
Good purchase.
I loved this thing, and I played it incessantly, every day, for hours. Then, Christmas came around, and on my little brother's birthday, they bought him a Game Boy Advance game. Just the game cartridge.
No.
He did not own a Game Boy.
No, you can't do that.
That's not good.
There's rules to this kind of thing. That's not a shared console.
Like, no.
If there's a PlayStation in the house, fair enough. Maybe.
Yeah.
But not. Not a Game Boy.
Also, look, I don't have two children. I can say that for a fact. But
that you know about.
That I know about, but what I would say is you gotta know there's arguments coming with that kind of tactic.
Surely you know your own kids well enough to know if they'll share a game/game console.
Sorry, there's no 12-year-old with a Game Boy Advance in 2005 that's like, yeah, my little brother who's 7, please have it.
Yeah, and that's your gift is you got this game. So you need this to enjoy your gift.
I mean, if anything, that just makes you even crueler as a big brother to be like, well, he needs this and I have this.
And I paid, this is legally mine because I
legally
paid for this.
It's mine.
I work for this money and then I paid for this with my own money.
I think there's different rules if the parents bought you the Game Boy Advance.
Yes, that's a different story. If if your gift was the Game Boy and his gift was the Game Boy game. Then there's an argument.
That would actually
be
funnier if you didn't have any games and he had the games and you had the Game Boy.
So you had to learn to get on, basically.
I think my sisters had something similar happen to them, like years and years ago. I think my mum bought one of them a dance mat and the other one a dance game for the PS1 or PS2.
And you may figure it out between yourselves.
And it's a kind of like it's a shoot in the barrel because one needs one and the other one needs the other one.
That's, But like, we nipped this in the bud in our house because at my communion, I got communion money. I bought a PlayStation. I think my brother bought a PlayStation with his own money around the same time. So there was no fights there. Couple of years later, confirmation rolls around.
Oh, fuck.
More money. What's big now? The Nintendo Wii. We bought one each with our own money to avoid fights.
Oh, fuck.
There was two Wiis in the house at one point.
But the issue with that is then you raise same TV?
No, I bought a TV with my communion money.
Oh my God.
Had it in my room. Fucking 8-inch CRT demon. It was insane.
Wait.
That's my prison name, by the way.
A taxidermy deer hoof with a candle holder stuck in where the ankle should be.
That's fucking rad.
It was bad taxidermy, so it was constantly shedding a fine white powder on the table.
Okay. You lost me there in the last little bit. But up until that, that's a cool gift.
When I was 7 years old, my grandmother placed a long skinny box with my name on it under the Christmas tree about a week before the holiday. For the next 7 days, my small self drooled over the idea of a play baby stroller folded up in that box, just waiting to be filled with various stuffed animals. On that magical morning, I ripped open the box, only to discover it was a vacuum cleaner.
Like a I was going to say a human, an adult
not a
vacuum.
Toy one. A real-life, serious, small vacuum cleaner.
How do you read the room that badly? I don't know, man. That's rough.
Yeah, Muffins then comes in with a partially used soap on a rope.
Partially used? How partially are we talking?
There's levels to partially. Is it like just the corner or are we talking like halfway down?
Yeah, like I can forgive maybe, it got caught in the rain on the way back from the shop.
It got caught in the monsoon on the way back from the shop.
But if you've been lathering with that kind of shit, like if it's been polished, I don't want anything to do with that.
Such a good word. Like, you look at your dad and you're just like, were you laddering with this?
Have you laddered already, Pat?
Have you laddered without me present?
Will you use a bar of soap in someone else's house?
Wait now. What are we talking? Like in the shower or like am I washing my hands?
Two situations. One at the sink. Two in a shower.
Sink, yeah.
You would use it. Shower, not a hope in hell.
Shower, there's no way I'm psychotic. Sticking that anywhere near me.
That is your property, sir.
I am not touching that.
I'm going nowhere near this.
My aunt tried to re-gift the bracelet and earrings I had bought for her a few months earlier to me. It was insulting to hear, "Oh, Pixie, I got these especially for you," in her voice. Funny part is that she forgot we even gave it to her, especially considering that my brother and I were the only people in the family who remembered her birthday and even bothered her to do anything about it. Dot, dot, dot. What a fucking bitch.
Yeah, that's a dick move. Like, at least remember who gave you the gift you're re-gifting. That's rule one.
I just read the next one.
Oh, no.
My mother-in-law gave my one-year-old daughter her dead dog's bed as a Christmas present, and then she said it was for my daughter's naps.
Oh, no. In what world do you think that's okay?
Well, our lassie is dead. Well, I can tell you, I know another small thing that needs a bed.
Fucking, look, all I'm saying, lads, it's memory foam, you know? So if you want her to remember
it
the
on
dog,
the floor.
Like, yeah, like lie in this bed that an animal slept in. Put your one-year-old in this.
I mean, I don't know. My brother gave me a hand turkey that he'd drawn minutes earlier for Christmas. This would have been okay if he was 5 or something, but he was 21 years old.
Oh, bad luck. Bad luck. That's... like, 21, you're old enough to buy at least, like, a book for someone. You know? Like, it doesn't have to be the greatest gift in the world. But put some fucking effort in.
My mother-in-law got me an alarm clock as my present. Then she said, "This is so I might wake up in the morning now and actually contribute something."
Oh, no. Needlessly harsh.
You've been ruined.
Even leave out the contribute something bit and it's still kind of okay.
Yeah.
But just say, yeah, you're fucking useless. Like, you do nothing
the words actually contribute something is so funny. So cutting. There's no better way to describe that.
It's so pointed that it implies there's been conversations about you without you being
we
present.
We don't even need to tell you what you're contributing. Just anything. Anything is better than
just
what you're doing now.
Being awake would be enough.
Just wake up and just do anything, and you are already better than what you're doing now.
That one's so... Because alarm clock itself is like a fine present, but that comment at the end, I would kick off on Christmas morning.
What are you doing? You get that. What's happening?
I'd say it would be a swift go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And then that would immediately devolve into arguing around the Christmas tree.
I mean, by the way, the last bit of the comment that I left out was, still salty 8 years later, she's dead now, though, so who's the real winner?
Yeah, you came out on top, buddy. You can sleep easy.
That alarm clock wouldn't even wake her up at this stage.
I'd bury her with it. Oh, no, I'd leave it on, she'd never have a moment's peace.
I would have 50 clocks at her funeral, just constantly, going off.
Oh, I'm putting one in the coffin. Like... on 1 hour intervals.
And then lastly, a gift card from Blockbuster that I got last year.
You know what? If someone can get me one of those, that's a great gift.
Because there's one left in America, isn't there?
I think it's in like Alaska or somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah, so you just like, I think that's kind of weirdly funny.
That's niche enough to be like, it's also really fun if you have someone who's into film. And you get them a Blockbuster video
and
voucher.
They have to really go out of their way to go to Alaska.
I think that's really fucking good, genuinely.
Yeah. What's the worst gift that you've ever gotten, Sean?
The worst gift I've ever gotten? Yeah. Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I was just taking that. I think mine is from you, and it's that fucking Joker mug that you got me last year.
Really? It's the Joker mug and not the Jared Leto cutout?
The Jared Leto thing... I understand its purpose.
Yeah, yeah, okay? Yeah.
The Joker mug is both too big and too oddly shaped to do anything with.
No hope in hell that's fitting in a dishwasher. Like, you're at
nothing. There's nothing you can do. It's shaped, like, ovally.
Yeah. And,
but it's not even, like, properly oval. Some of it's round, some of it's oval. And then it's also just gigantic and just has Joker's smiling face on it.
It's honestly more of a cereal bowl than it is a mug. Like, one of those fancy
bowls. I don't think it's big enough for cereal. I have it here.
Yeah,
he's looking at it.
You
recording.
Could fit so much cereal in that. It's insane.
But it's not shaped roundly, and that annoys me.
It's like, okay, what I want everyone to do, imagine a circle and an oval and a square all at once.
It's shaped like all three of them at once, but it has a handle.
It has a handle. It also has a big Joker smile on the front. From the animated series, by the way.
You can't just fucking put anything of the animated series on something and be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it adds an element of class and distinguishness.
It even juts out where his fucking chin is.
Yeah,
it included his chin.
The profile does change from side to side. That's true. No, I see it now. It's not a good gift, is it?
No, it's hideous.
Soup in that, though, would be savage.
Oh, you'd fucking nail a soup in that point.
Oh, you get me a fucking potato and leek in that. Oh, my God.
You're having a great fucking Sunday evening, I'll
tell
you that.
A laugh. I can't remember. I don't think I've gotten bad gifts, or at least I blocked them out if I
not
have,
any that you're going to say live on air.
No, not while people are listening.
Yeah, how many shower sets have you gotten? Maybe a Lynx Africa set?
Do you know what I got 1 year? Is, can I say this? I can probably say this.
They're not going to listen.
But I got a bottle of, are you familiar with Jupe aftershave?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one that they give out free in toilets and nightclubs.
Yeah, it smells like licorice.
Yeah, it's not my scent. But I've gotten like two or three bottles of that over the years.
There's only the people who work at All Sorts. That's their scent. That's the only people that should use it.
Ah, the Bassett family, of course.
Ah, yes, of course. The Bassett family. That's it, yes. Gifts are a time to maybe show people that you care for them. Yeah. I mean, even just simple things could go a long way, Sean. For example...
Are you segueing into a story here?
No, I don't have any segues. Oh, I'm just literally saying, Sean, that I got you Pirates of the Caribbean little pendant. Didn't cost that much. And also looks a bit shit. But you, for example, just love Pirates of the Caribbean to the point where that stuff is easy.
You want to be obsessed about stuff to the point that people can just give keywords at Christmas time.
The mistake you can make, though, is if one of your older relatives knows that you like Batman and then gets you some sort of Catman situation because they think it's similar.
That's true. But again, I feel that falls under the tale of the man smashing the ball on Christmas morning, in that the story itself that you got this is funnier than the gift ever would have been.
Now look, Sean, actually I do have a segue, because our next piece is based off something that Doritos are releasing that maybe you want to get for your alcoholic friends and family.
Right. Okay. Throw family in there right at the
end. Just maybe family as well. Maybe an uncle you don't like.
Hey, look, bottle of Jupe.
Doritos to release nacho cheese flavoured alcoholic drink that tastes like crisps.
Eh, I don't like that at all.
But it's for one of your hated enemies.
But is it? No, they intend this to be drank by you. The purchaser.
The spirit will offer customers iconic nacho cheese flavour in a bottle, they said last week. It promises the drink will smell and taste just like the real thing. Oh,
that's bad. Mm. That's bad. Like, they're the worst ones of Doritos.
The nacho cheese.
I'm not a fan.
What Dorito flavour are you going?
Depends. If I'm eating Doritos on their own, I'm going chili heatwave. But if I'm making trashy nachos at home with that and pre-shredded cheese, I'm doing Cool Original.
I might go Cool Original with dip. Little bit of salsa.
Oh, with dip, of course. You don't want to influence.
No, you're not bringing chili into the dip.
Leaving crumbs of chili every time you go in. Nah. Not for me.
Now, this alcohol, Sean, might actually work because it's 42% alcohol.
I've come around on it, actually. I think it could be class.
The more you drink, the better it'll taste. So,
what do you pair this with, though?
That's actually a good question. So you can't really have like a fucking lemon.
You could do like a cranberry juice. and then it's like a cheese board kind of vibe.
You could do...
That's real booze bag shit, by the way.
That is the bougiest thing you've ever said.
A little cheese board vibe with my alcohol.
Maybe some sort of cheese board. Maybe like, oh, I don't know. What kind of wine would you pair with that? It's really probably a red,
You're not pairing wine with 42%, are you?
What wine can I pair with this fucking alcohol that's going to blow the head off me?
And it's vodka, is it? That it's cheesified.
The limited release 42% alcohol will be made using real crisps and extracting their essence through vacuum distillation, a process that operates at lower temperatures in order to preserve the flavours.
Right.
Not falling into the traditional categories of gin or whiskey, the company's added the new drink will be best enjoyed in a margarita, a Bloody Mary, an old fashioned, or neat, or over ice.
Okay, if fucking cheese over ice is insane enough. Okay, I'll address that later. Margarita, I don't like margaritas, but there's salt on the rim, so maybe that would cut through the cheese a bit. Bloody Mary, I think, could work very well. Tomato and cheese. Like,
I mean, you can't go wrong. You're having a pizza in a glass.
This is how we sell it.
You're going for a night out and you come back obese.
Yes, I'm full, lads.
I'm full to the fucking brim, lads.
And then the old-fashioned orange and cheese? Orange whiskey and cheese.
I don't think that works.
Bitters. No, I don't think that one's for me now.
No. They also did, this is their release, they said Doritos is all about disrupting culture. Is it?
Are you? Really?
You just release fucking chips.
Why don't you go sponsor Modern Warfare again, you cunts?
Disrupting culture and bringing our fans unexpected, bold experiences, said Tina Mahal. Tina, fair play to you.
Look, but Tina, you're doing your job perfectly.
Tina, you are actually keeping to your gig of marketing. She's vice president of marketing.
Right,
so, I mean, that is a lot of words that she said that don't really mean anything.
Yeah, and they could all be lies, but legally, it's all opinion.
We're always pushing our fans to try new things, so we figure it's time to we disrupt the spirits category by offering our iconic nacho cheese flavour in a bottle.
I don't know why you'd do that over... Why does it have to be alcohol? Why not do, like, a range of hot sauces?
But what? Why is this happening?
Well, yeah, is this just a Christmas gimmick, or is this, like, going to be on the shelves?
No, I think they're doing this. I think they're moving into this.
Is there a bottle of this I can look up? Is it?
It goes on the markets next month for an estimated price of $65 or £51.
That's expensive.
People like Doritos, man.
That's psychotic. This is just giving me cheese dip. I don't see the point in this because I figure there's other ways to add cheese to dishes.
I don't like adding cheese to dishes. I'm going to come in strong. I know you're the opposite.
Sorry, we're going to have a fight right now.
Yeah, you're the opposite. This is how we work.
Right, okay. Explain your logic.
Don't be interrupting my meals with cheese, right? I want my meals.
Oh, wait, so if you're at home, will you sprinkle your own cheese on stuff?
No.
Really?
I don't sprinkle cheese on anything.
What about a little grating of Parm on top of your pasta?
No.
What's your toasty situation like then?
What do you mean toasties? Okay, I'm using cheese on a toastie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it's precious little holding that sandwich together.
No, I got the toastie down, right? Bread, slice of ham, relish, one side of the ham, cheese, tomato, then toast it. When it comes out, flip the bread, peel off the other side of the ham.
Good.
So the bread on the other side, mayonnaise on that secret side when
nice.
It's out.
You're not overheating the mayo, I like it.
Chop it in half, eat away, I'm telling you, your life will be changed.
Do you know what I've been doing recently is whole grain bread. Spinach and lettuce. Spinach and lettuce. Red onion.
Toasted spinach.
Oh, I'm toasting spinach. It's going to melt down
lovely.
That's
mold strategy.
It's an old moist base, but it crisps up on the bottom. It's nice. And then you got red onions, you got jalapenos, you got pickles. And then you got if I'm feeling fancy and I've made them the night before, mushrooms on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Then
I think
heavy
you're getting too
of,
fancy on the whole
heavy
thing.
Heavy sprinkle of mozzarella. You know, just for the stretch.
Nah, mate. Nah.
Bread,
I hate toast. Things that stretch.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's one of your... Okay, I get the logic, but...
I'm having this. I don't want to have cheese. People just eat cheese. Just eat a big bag of cheese if you want to do that.
You'll do... No, I don't... But you can't have a big bag of cheese. It needs to be paired with...
Yeah, you need to put it with something else.
How do you feel about it? We brought it up earlier. How do you feel about a cheese board?
I hate cheese boards, man.
Cheese boards?
Nah.
Just, a few grapes and crackers and shit. Like, no.
What the fuck are you talking about? Just give me a fucking meal. Right? Just give me a big fucking plate of food and let me walk away.
Have you ever had a ploughman's lunch?
No, what's that?
I'm going to give it up. Because it's like, if you were to describe a food for me in like the 1840s down a mine, it is a cold meal based around bread, cheese, pickled onions and ale.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty like, good.
And it's a hearty, like, you have this, then you go back to work for 8 hours.
Yeah, yeah, it'll power you up. The pickles are what powers you.
I love pickles.
The thing is, right, I will literally eat anything, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just like a simple man. I like all things. It's not even that I don't like them. I'm just like, don't be messing it up.
That's right? It. If it's put in front of you, you're not going to leave it. Like,
no, I'm not going to leave it. But
I've actively started eating things I haven't liked. Because I'm just like, it's not going to kill me. Just get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, what did you start with?
So I used to never eat corn. Not a big corn guy. But I'll just eat corn now. I don't care. It's not my favourite.
Are you buttering and salted up?
I'll butter and salt the corn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like...
I've actually regressed to the point that I used to, when I was younger, just put like a whole tub of butter on it. And now I'm just like, nah, mate. No butter. It's just...
I like... You know when it's like really roasted and it gets all like charred and black?
Yeah.
That's good corn. I like that.
That's corn. Good corn.
It's good corn.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you like, if you have a cup of tea or a cup of whatever, a hot beverage, yes, if you will, do you have to have a Bicky with the beverage?
No. Now, I used to have Bickies every time.
Yeah.
The last like 2 years, I've stopped buying Bickies in the house. We don't have any. Because I like it's just easier and safer. I'll just have a cup of tea. That's enough. Yeah. That's enough flavour for me.
I say I do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get called maybe some sort of psychopath at all times.
No, you can't. Like, and look, I'll go to people's houses and they'll offer me Bickies.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, I'll have one.
No, I'll turn that down.
You'll turn that down? That's respectable. That's a level
No disrespect from me. It's just for me.
That's it's not a slight on you or your household at all.
Yeah,
but it's like because it's an element of not caring about being a people pleaser that I aspire to be. But like I go up to my granny's, there is a bakery's worth of biscuits put in front of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the concession to have just one is ultimately better than having none.
I'm a man who can have a meal at 7:30 and not snack before I go to sleep.
I've got off the snacking
have
as well.
You've got on the healthy stuff.
I'm on a health kick. I am on a health kick. But yeah. It's like, but again, it's just I've stopped buying the snacks that I would always snack.
Now you're just 6 foot fucking five and like no snacks.
That's yeah. And it's going to be, the cut is going to be insane, believe me.
He's going to be a beast.
Have to fit in a fucking suit and be at the top of a web.
That's true. So, John, we just are so boring. That's like the stupidest fucking segment we've ever
done.
It's like,
no, I don't have any sweets or nice things.
I don't have happiness in my life, is what we're saying.
Yeah. What's your breakfast looking like these days?
You know me, American psycho at all types.
It's true. Just intimately calculated.
Depends on the day. Am I in a rush?
No. You're working from home.
Yeah.
You haven't started work yet. You're
I've gone on the multigrain hoops recently.
Multigrain hoops are solid.
Hoop cereal.
Quick and easy as well, but you don't feel bad about it.
No, hoops and a cup of coffee, grad. Protein bar maybe 2 hours later. We're laughing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm doing porridge with nuts and sultanas.
Porridge is something that I will never get into because it's so bad you got to keep including other shit to make it taste good.
Yeah, but like, you don't eat for like hours after. It's class.
That's true.
Just fills you up.
I'm a Weetabix man if I'm in a rush.
Oh, Weetabix are great. That's our rating system.
Three Weetabix. Inhale that in 60 seconds. Move on with my life.
Three is still wild to me. I don't have the bowl space for that. But
two at the bottom, one at the top.
See, the stacking, I can't.
No, you've I used to do four textures
of Bic then.
I used to do like two at the bottom, two on top.
I know, you would Jenga them together.
Yeah,
it's
I would
insane.
Jenga them and then I would just inhale them.
I don't support that at all, quite frankly.
Moving on. Taiwanese man arrested at Thailand airport smuggling otters in his underwear.
These always come up of like people smuggling live animals within their person.
He tried to smuggle two otters and a prairie dog into a into a flight. The 22-year-old man reportedly first put the small animals into his pantyhose and secured the bound pouches around his waist with packing tape. His odd behaviour and visible bulges, caught the attention of officers he was walking through an X-ray machine. Probably the X-ray machine might have done it more so.
You know you're going to have to walk through the X-ray machine and they're going to see three additional small skeletons.
Information on the incident was shared last week. The Taiwanese man will face charges related to trafficking in prohibited goods, removing protected wildlife from their natural habitat, and attempting to export wildlife without a proper license.
Why? What is he doing at 22, smuggling fauna? Like,
is there like an age cut off for animal smuggling?
No. I feel at 22 you should be out living your life and having fun, not smuggling two otters and a prairie dog in your jocks.
You should be out buying two illegal otters, not smuggling them.
No, you should be out in the club, my friend,
out having a laugh with the boys,
having the absolute crack.
I just love the fact that someone's like, we need you to get these things through customs.
Yeah.
We've got two fucking otters and one prairie dog.
See,
and
it's
we
not
really
even,
need to get through.
The quantity doesn't make sense to me. Because it can't be worth your time to smuggle that few otters / prairie dogs.
Two otters and a prairie dog is such a weird amount of things to bring.
Is that for one person? It has ordered
maybe
these?
Maybe there were several people on the flight all carrying two otters and one fucking prairie dog.
Why didn't they get caught though? You know?
That's to say, oh, that's a good point. That is a good point.
Did someone lose their phone at the bottom of a reservoir by any chance? Because then those otters could come in.
That's quite a nice little throwback there.
Yeah. Long time listeners, that'll be on the list, don't you worry.
That story that we remember that the guy dropped his phone in the dam and then to get it out, Sean's grand plan was to get, I think you said 80 otters.
80 otters, yeah.
80 otters to get them out. So maybe, and now look, I'm not throwing suggestions out here, but perhaps this man is on a phone-getting espionage mission.
For all we know, that phone is still at the bottom of that reservoir. So.
But then the prairie dog is the wild card, because I don't think the prairie dog is a very good swimmer.
Ah, he's ground team, you know. He's gonna look under, just in case it got buried somewhere. That's his mode of operation.
He's in court explaining this to the judge. Like, you're clearly trying to, like, bring those animals in, like, smuggling those. No.
No, it's a rescue operation, Your
Honor.
Like,
it's a rescue operation for my friend. His phone fell in the dam, and he needed to get it out. So he wanted me to bring otters and a prairie dog in. I mean, it makes perfect sense when you really say it like that.
It's that simple, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I think you're an idiot if you cannot believe what I'm saying here, Your Honor.
We put that episode out as a Weird News classic not too long ago, and I listened back to it, and I'm on like 6 antihistamines and 2 cans of Monster. It's
you're always
insane.
Sick.
I'm sick a lot, as it turns out.
You're always sick. But, it's all the melted cheese.
No, that's what's keeping me held together.
Sorry, that's sticking things together.
It's the Pritt stick of my life.
But Sean, I'm never sick and I have no melted cheese.
Yeah, but that's because you've stopped going to a run before the show.
That was true. Do you remember I always went for those runs before the show, but in the rain?
Yeah. And you were like, I don't understand why I'm getting sick all the time. Like, I have a fucking clue.
And it was like January.
Yeah. It was snowing one time.
I was like, no, gotta do it. Let's run. And then I was like, I have to talk for an hour afterwards. That is tough.
Yeah. It's not easy. Believe
not
me.
Not easy. So we're moving on to our next piece of news, and this is just incredibly bad luck from these thieves. Armed robber's car stolen during Colorado heist.
Oh, their getaway car, presumably. Oh,
what are the odds that you're stealing from someone and then someone steals from you?
Do you think it was someone who knew they would be stealing at that time and that the car would be free?
I think it's funnier if it's not.
And it's
I think
random opportunity.
No, it's a rival group who are just stealing things.
That's that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
And they're just scoping the place out. If you're going to rob a bank and you're driving there,
yeah,
do you leave the key in the ignition?
It's a good point, but you don't want the moment where you're like shuffling as you're running out, because like you're like, oh, which one's the fucking key?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to take it with you, surely.
You'd leave it running.
You'd ideally you'd have someone there.
If you're maybe running low, maybe somebody was sick. Maybe the day of the robbery.
It's Christmas. People are on annual leave.
People went out for a run beforehand. Yeah. You know what I mean? They can't really breathe.
They're just not able for it today.
Three gun-wielding thieves in Colorado allegedly robbed the check cashing business, but before they could escape, a fourth person ran into their car and stole their getaway car.
So the lads were just standing there with comically sized bags of money.
I like the idea that they ring the police.
Hey, no, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
We were doing some legal transactions.
Yeah, I know we have bags that have dollar signs on them, but that we brought them from home. We already had them.
Do you think they ditched the bags and just started running?
Yes. I think one of them brings the bag with them, and then that's ultimately his downfall, because the most selfish in all movies is always the first one to die.
That's true. They're trying to climb over a fence and the bag gets caught and rips and he goes back for it and then he gets caught. Yeah.
Adding to the irony, their car may have already been stolen as well. So the police said they basically stole the car to do the robbery, went in to steal the robbery, and then somebody else stole their car.
Is there a chance it was the original owner?
Because that would be great odds. If the original owner was like chasing them down across the country.
Yeah, I was just hunting them, and then it was like, hey, or if it was just like he thought he forgot where he parked and they didn't go too far, so he just stayed walking. It was like, oh, there's my car. And then he hopped in.
They didn't drive very far. They robbed them next door.
Yeah.
And just drove it 100 metres away just to rob the next door.
And the guy, the strangest thing about his day was like, oh man, I really thought I parked there,
I definitely parked it in front of my house. I always park it in front. Why did I park it in front of that place down the road?
Yeah. Ah, well, no harm, I suppose.
The keys are already in there. Better drive off.
Yeah, but don't want to leave it here too long after
really
all.
Really nice, really smart thinking of me to leave it running overnight. Let the heaters go so it's not frosted up in the morning.
Keep that engine fresh.
How do you keep an engine fresh? Fresh, you gotta keep it running all night. Everyone knows that.
If you turn, it's like a shark. If you turn it off, it's gonna just die on you.
Someone asked if this was Grand Theft Auto with a laughing emoji underneath the Facebook post. That's good, isn't it, Sean?
It's good, but it's also technically correct, yeah.
Yeah, it is like, actually Grand Theft Auto.
That is the description of that crime that happened.
Mm.
Also, and again, I can't stress this enough, and forgive me if I'm going over this once again. True. Stop posting police W's on Facebook, police departments. It's a really tough look and no one thinks you're cool.
No, that's not true. Because my Auntie Doris fucking is obsessed with... I don't have an Auntie Doris. It's just a made up person.
Oh, this is the bit you're doing. Okay. Continue.
Anyone who has an Auntie Doris or an Auntie Agnes or an Auntie Mick in Ireland or an Auntie... Uncle Mick.
Right? An Auntie Mick.
You could have an Auntie Mick as well if you want. Right? But... any of those people in that age bracket, I'm not naming ages, I'm not naming people, but perhaps they might be searching through Facebook and, you know, just so happened to see the police officers doing well and think, back in my day, wow, the police were they were the good guys. God, fair play to them.
They're always on top, aren't they? They're always on
top. Now to complain about buying houses.
Now to increase those rents.
There's a certain demographic that this really hits and really kills them.
I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. But it's just, I ain't that demographic, Connor. I laugh at the people, but not I'm not laughing at the post.
Yeah, there's definitely, look, and I'm not going to say this, right? Well, actually I am. There's definitely somebody commenting underneath this post. Probably some guy in a truck with sunglasses on that says, are the three people for it?
Oh yeah, that is at the forefront of his mind.
100% there's a comment there with some lad being like, what nationality were the three lads that got robbed?
Yeah. First of all, not relevant to the story.
You see that a lot.
Yeah, it does crop up.
Sean, I feel like we need to move on because this one really caught my eye. Baked beans have recalled a lot of their products this week.
Baked, as in Heinz baked beans.
Heinz baked beans. This is from Asda, Sainsbury's and Tesco. They have prompted a recall notice on all the baked beans they had this week.
Is this the thing that I think it is?
Baked beans recalled because they may contain rubber balls.
Oh, that's worse than the one I heard.
What's the one you heard?
So I think a lot of stuffing was recalled.
Oh, it had moths in it.
Full of moths, yeah.
I had that in this review, in the episode, and then I was like, no, rubber balls is much funnier because how do you not know there's a rubber ball in the can?
Well, how small are the rubber balls? If they're
the balls
size,
are about
3
centimetres in diameter.
Ah, right. Okay.
It's big enough to fucking notice.
You would notice that coming in on the fucking production line, wouldn't you? How did rubber balls cross-contaminate baked beans?
Well, the more you learn about the story, the more you're like, wait. What were a series of events that led to hundreds, maybe thousands of tins of baked beans to include rubber balls that are 3 centimetres in diameter?
Like, what? What? Yeah, okay, explain, because I have no frame of reference for how
this
happened.
Food Standards Agency then came out this week and said anyone who had bought the affected products, do not eat them.
What if they're not affected? What do you do then?
Like, as in, like, you just have a normal tin of baked beans?
Yeah, it's really Schrodinger's rubber ball at the minute.
At this point, you don't know if the ball is in there or not.
Yeah, and is it worth more if it has a ball? And then you can resell it on.
But I suppose if you said, give me a refund, this has a rubber ball in it, and it was unopened, they would ask, how do you know that it has a rubber ball in it?
True. But if you... and you can't sell it on because you need to open it to determine.
Yeah. Well, they actually give you the batch code of all of the different ones. Oh. So it was in the Asda baked beans and tomato sauce, batch code 3313 and 3314.
Oh, two batches.
The Asda mixed bean salad... batch code 3293 and 3303. Branston baked beans and tomato sauce. The Sainsbury's baked beans and pork sausages in tomato sauce.
Now hang on, Connor. Are you telling me that all of these reputable supermarkets get their beans from the same provider?
Hang on a minute. Wait.
Have we uncovered some grand bean conspiracy?
So you're telling me every store gets their same products from probably the same produce makers?
You're saying that the home brand stuff is actually the same as the name brand stuff? Interesting.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Tesco's baked beans, Sainsbury's baked beans and Asda's baked beans, all in tomato sauce, all selling the same basic things. They're all of the exact same, by the way, best before date as well. They just have different batch codes.
Interesting. Very interesting, Colin.
Do you feel like you've uncovered a conspiracy here?
I think so. I think we have to keep digging. I want to know how far this goes. Are the Aldi baked beans amusing?
I think Aldi and Lidl definitely have the same baked beans.
Oh,
but I don't know if
time.
They cross-contaminate with Tesco and Sainsbury's. I think they have their own deal.
Right, okay. It's in the middle of the Tesco factory. There's just one aisle of Aldi baked beans.
It's the middle aisle.
The middle aisle.
They're also selling the deep air fryer. There. they also had to come out this week and they very sadly had to say that the rubber balls that they sell in their baked beans, and just so we're all clear, the 3 centimetre rubber balls that are in tins of baked beans are unfit for human consumption.
Yeah, because I was really excited to swallow one of those. How did they get into the... Like, are they used somewhere in the process and they've just, like, broken loose?
Yeah, what part of the baked bean process uses very small rubber balls?
Is it something to do with stirring the mix of tomatoes and such? What? Surely that's a big paddle that they would use.
You have to do a paddle. Why would you use a series of hundreds of small rubber balls?
What's a rubber ball? Okay, what use has a rubber ball in industry?
In a baked bean thing, first of all. And secondly, what are the odds that one falls into one can, then the can moves along, and the other one falls into the next can, and so on and so forth?
And no one notices. Is that just a completely unmanned bean production line?
Well, it got sent to several reputable sources and stores before they realised.
So, okay, is it part of the machine that the balls, like, do things roll on the balls? I'm not sure why they would.
Well, I mean, maybe how does the what's the call it?
You're giving me a lot to work with here.
The cans are moving through the factory.
Yeah, conveyor belt.
Yes! I knew it was belt, but I couldn't dig of the first bit.
That's why we're a duo, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're moving on the belt, but normally that has a roller rather than a small ball to send it.
A roller is just a long cylindrical ball, really.
But yeah.
How many balls are in the beans? Where did they come from?
Well, they retook hundreds of tins.
At Christmas time as well.
That's the time for the old baked beans. Time Everyone knows beans. That.
Had a bean stew the other night. Oh my God, it was good.
What are you talking about?
Spicy bean stew. Really good.
Are we talking like liver beans? Or kidney beans, sorry.
Kidney beans.
Or baked beans.
No, kidney beans. Proper beans. Might have been some pinto and black in
fucking
there.
Fucking adult beans, right? I'm not going around with fucking SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. No, there's no tomato sauce in sight. But it was a very spicy.
There's not one bit of tomato in that sauce, I'll tell you now.
No, that is chemicals.
And that's what makes it good.
No, there's something comforting about it, yeah.
There's something just in the salty taste being like, I know this is definitely not what they say it is, but there's something just comforting, putting a bit of toast, sticking it on.
Like, it's always the same, you know? Like, there's never any difference with it. That's another thing I only started eating in recent years is beans. Like, baked beans. Tomato-y beans.
Are we beans. Going SpaghettiOs or just beans?
Just beans. I was horsing into SpaghettiOs.
Oh, back in the day.
Tom and Jerry and Batman shaped ones. Oh, it was really good.
I think I've told the story before, that time that I forced my mother when I was like 7 to buy a fucking packet of ham that had the bat signal on it, but it was corned beef.
Yeah.
Ham. Or like corned beef.
Immediately.
That was just shaped, like had the bat symbol put into it. And I was like, I will die in this store if I do not go home with that.
I'll kill me.
Like, I'll kill everyone here. Like, I know I'm only 7, but I will kill everyone here if I do not have... And we brought it home. I had half a slice, and I realised I didn't like corned beef. And in fact, I just kind of like Batman.
Yeah.
And that was a bit of a problem for me.
That's when you can learn you can like one thing and not all things.
That's how I knew that they lied to me. The was ham this, company.
Was this Billy Roll, that it like the one that shaped like a clown as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. Imagine all the bits that fall off of the meat processing line. Liquefy those.
It's the packaged ham version of a Rustler's burger.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, where it's just like, it's whatever we have left. Also,
at the end of the tray, at the belt, they just are like, what's left? Oh, fucking bits of this and bit of that. There's a fucking button. I squash it all together and a bit of mince, you'd be grand.
Look, I've been jammed up before, right? And Rustler's Burgers, here's what you do to make them a bit better.
Take a packet and fuck it into the nearest bin you have.
If you found a load of Rustler's Burgers that fell off the back of a truck, you do the burger in the microwave, fair enough, whatever you want. Toast the buns in the toaster. Believe me, it changes the game.
It doesn't.
It does. It gives more texture to the burger rather than it being a soggy mess.
Don't cook beef in a microwave.
You can cook anything in a microwave.
For long enough.
My grandparents used to do bacon in the microwave.
No way.
Yeah, they had like a special tray for the bacon.
They surely died of food poisoning at some stage.
Still going.
Still going strong.
As am I.
There is no disease that could kill them after they survive that.
It's like how you build up tolerance to poisons.
They're just riddled with tapeworms.
Thin though.
Tapeworms kill all the diseases. We're finishing off weird news this week, Sean. We're going to Florida because Florida man flings object at car, then whips out sword during road rage fight over revving engine.
I'm backing away immediately in that fight.
Mm.
Even if he doesn't know how to use that sword, he's dangerous with it.
So he was Gervasio Aranga Jr. was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
Just swinging it around.
So he's assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill is a very specific assault.
Yeah, it's like intimidation tactics.
Like he had a gun, but he was beating you with the handle of it.
Yeah. Or did he preface the fight being like, I'm not going to kill you.
but it doesn't mean I have to save you.
Oh, the Bruce Wayne effect.
So deputies responded and met with the victim, who said he was in a road rage incident with a man later identified as Aranka, who's a 65-year-old man from Ocala. The incident started when the two were at a traffic light and Aranka started to rev his engine. The victim confronted Aranka and tried to speak with him through the window. Oh, Lord. Aranka started to drive off. The two yelled at each other from their cars while driving down the highway.
That's a tough look.
That is a movie. They're just screaming at each other while driving down the highway.
Yeah, keeping pace with each other, getting faster and faster as the music
Aranka allegedly threw an unknown object from his car that hit the back door of the victim's car, causing about $1,000 in damage.
Cars get the slightest tap and it's really expensive all of a sudden.
Do you know what always confuses me? Is, you know, when there's flooding and people drive into like the big massive piece of water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the most expensive thing you probably own other than your house.
Yeah.
And you are just driving it into a big yoke that you don't know how deep that is. And then the water just comes in.
Whenever it happens on the news, there's always, like Irish news, they always talk someone into driving through the water. And occasionally, the engine
There's
floods.
One guy that you're like, go on, John.
Yeah,
John.
That Fiat 500, that can make it.
Yeah, I know you have a Mini Cooper, and I know that fucking puddle is at least 12 feet deep, but I think you could do it, John.
If you go fast enough, you won't even touch the... You won't sink. It's fine.
We'll give you a snorkeler, lad. You'll be grand.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
But 90% of the time... They get there, they get nearly to the other side,
yeah.
And then the car cuts out.
There's always that moment where they're like, this starts sinking, and then they're like, wait, no, I'll hit the engine harder.
Yeah.
It'll work. The incident doesn't end there, however. So as they're driving down the highway, both parties pulled over, a gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, that's duel.
That's duel. Aranka gets out of his car, and the other guy gets out of his car. But it's only then that the other guy notices that Aranka has pulled a sword out with him out of his car.
Do you get back in your car at that point?
Depends how mad you are.
I'm not mad enough to face a sword with
my bare
hands.
Well, he's caused a grand's worth of damage on your car already.
Yeah, but like he also has a sword.
That's true. The only way you top that is either you pull out a nunchuck or a grenade.
Yeah, which we've established, nunchuck, it implies you know how to use it.
Yeah.
A grenade implies you're crazy.
Just a grenade and just hold it. Like, look, you want to go, we can go.
The best weapon to rob a banquet is a grenade.
The guy then thrust the sword forward in an attempt to stab him. The victim, who said he was in fear of being hurt, makes sense.
Yeah,
to get out of the way and run back to his car before calling 911.
And then no extra damage to the car, no slashes or anything like that.
No slashes, just arguing.
Jeez, you must be fairly confident in like a road rage incident. If you know you have a sword beside you.
Yeah, I think at that point you're like, yeah, let's pull over.
Yeah, let's
I have
fucking
no issue
go.
With that.
Let's do this. Yeah.
I have a katana. I am fine.
It is sharp.
So when deputies asked Aranka why he didn't call 911 during the incident, he said he didn't need to because the victim advised that he was already calling 911.
I didn't want to waste the phone call, to be honest.
I already had a sword, officer. I was fine.
I was in total control.
Yeah. After Aranka was read his Miranda rights, he refused to speak with deputies and he was transported to jail with a $19,000 bond. But Florida man arrested just because he had a sword. He did the small little thing of having a sword. Is that illegal? I don't think so. I'm on his side.
I think the move is you pull out the sword in its sheath and just show him the blade. You don't start swinging or anything like that.
No, the big move, pull out the sword, give him the sword, then get on your knees, bow down and say, I am a samurai and I have failed you.
That's a big risk, my friend.
No, but it's a wild card.
Yeah, with the steepest of odds you've ever seen.
Yeah, but then he'll throw the sword down and be like, oh, you're not worth it. You'll hear the clang, then you pick up the sword, start fucking samuraiing it up, you win.
Getting by the ankles, just.
Yeah, then maybe you become friends. If he throws the sword down, you say, you saved my life.
Yeah.
And then maybe you have a bond.
And then he says, you were the chosen one. You were meant to destroy the Sith, not join
you
them.
You give him one half of a necklace, you take the other half. You go about your days, but you will meet again.
Yeah, and then your sons become friends later in life.
No, you train your son to kill his son.
But they become friends before the
Yeah, but they
the
become friends
day.
And then ultimately a bigger
then,
evil
then
pops
you
up.
You get
and
invited
they work
to the family barbecue and then you lock eyes from across the bar and you're like, oh no, this is the man.
But there was a third guy in that road driving the highway who kind of got like bumped.
Yeah.
His son is the evil one.
And they have to team up against. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Hollywood, you just, I mean, we're giving you gold here. You just, it's up to you to kind of figure it out.
We give you the pieces. You have to make the puzzle.
John, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
What a week. Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, it's a Christmas special.
It is the Christmas special. Happy Christmas, everyone. We hope you're having a lovely time or whatever you're celebrating. We will be back on Friday. We will have a Hero Zero. We're trying to do something Wednesday. We'll see. It's
might be a classic episode on Wednesday.
Might be a classic.
The week that's in it.
That's it, yeah. But then week after, big top 10. So
we'll
be posting up about where to vote on that and stuff. So make sure to click into that. If you want to support the show, it's Heroes for Hire. It's patreon.com/ Heroes for Hire podcast. That's the one. Big shout outs go to Roisin and Baby Ben Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu, Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles Loves You and Hopes You Have a Good Day, David Clark, Sean Chuckling in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever, and congrats Roisin on your baby, Helm Roos, Danny McLaughlin, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost kind of wants to hear the proposal story, Ed Ball, Connor and Lorraine are debating which is cuter, Sean's proposal in Japan or Connor's proposal on the Pelp. Russ, okay Sean, never mind, hilarious anecdotes, I need Japanese ones involving either Pokemon or marriage proposals, perfect. Jackson Bruheim is honoured to be picked as Sean's replacement and has already claimed his Spartan space. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsy subscribe to the Patreon. Kira Lawler, Judge Lahey, The Amazing World of Keza, Kyle Borowski, Luke is back to the future of days past, Rory screamed when he was responded to on Twitter, and Sean and Sean's girlfriend Charlotte, who was forced to listen to the podcast over podcast and over time has learned to love it through osmosis. Thank you all for your support. We appreciate it.
We need to get that list longer and kill Sean.
One day I will die doing what I love. Other ways to support us, there's heroesforhire.ie/shop. That's the merch store. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod. Facebook is Detective Dillman's Discussion Group. Instagram is heroesforhirepodcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
I shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.